Caro, Edith. Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California. January 10, 1908. Mrs. Edith Caro, 6270 Racine Street, Oakland, California. Dear Sister Edith Caro, we have felt very sad over the loss you have sustained. My sorrow has been so great that I have felt unable to write. Oh, how many times I have wished that you had never moved from your little home here. Your message telling of the disappearance of the children reached us on Sabbath, and at that time I felt helpless to do anything in the matter. I thought that after the Sabbath I might be able to do something, but many letters have come in that demanded immediate attention, and so I have not written to you. Last night in my sleeping hours, I seemed to be writing to Dr. Caro, laying before him his course of action in the light in which I regarded it, as the most wicked action that a husband could be guilty of. In his last letter to me, he wished to know how much money had been sent to his family. He also referred to the letters written by you to him, saying that these were regarded by his mother as excellent letters, but that he did not place much value upon them. The one thing he seemed to want most to know was the amount of money that had been received and that was still required to meet the financial needs of his mother and his family. In the letter that I seemed to be writing to him, I spoke of you in the highest terms. I told him that I had found you to be a devoted mother and one who would train her children wisely, and that no censure should attach to you. I entreated him to return to his family. I have been very shocked at Dr. Caro's course in stealing the children. I cannot regard him as a sane man. I am sorry that his whereabouts cannot be found. I had thought of writing to the man in New Zealand who collected the doctor's debts, but I do not know that this would be of any use. How this matter will turn, we cannot tell. But do not allow yourself to fret. I am glad you look at this experience as I do. Were I in your circumstances, I think I should feel the same. Dear afflicted child, do not sorrow as those who have no hope. I bid you cast your helpless soul on God. He can do more for you than you can ask or think. I greatly wish that I could speak some words that would relieve your grief. If we can do anything for you in any way, please let us know. If you have any plans, please tell us of them. We sympathize with you, and we will be glad to help you in any way possible. This sorrow that has come to you, I realize, is the greatest that can come to a mother. It calls to my mind Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. Matthew 2, verse 18. But your children still live. May the Lord who knows and who pities grant you his grace in rich measure. The sorrow of your mother must be very great. We commend you both to him who will not leave you nor forsake you. My heart goes out in tenderness and pity for you both. God alone can work to disappoint the enemy. Put your trust in him. Let not your grief exclude the comfort of the promise, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. Again, I repeat, if there is anything I can do for you, please let me know, and I will make arrangement for your need to the best of my ability. But the Lord Jesus is your best friend. Cling to his arm. He will be with you to comfort and to help in your necessity. Put all your trust in him.